General strike, a sympathetic cessation of work by a majority of the workers in all industries of a locality or nation. San Francisco, 1934. A general strike led to one of the most significant victories for the labor movement since the adoption of the 8-hour workday. The following is from a 1964 documentary where eyewitnesses recount their experiences, which led to Bloody Thursday, a confrontation between strikers and police which left 2 dead and 67 injured.
So we go back to 1934 and the conditions which produced the strike.
At that time, there was no such thing as a hiring hall for a longshoreman on the San Francisco waterfront. And it was then the practice for the longshoreman to either shape up at the pier gate. Hundreds of men would also shape up near the ferry building.
You came down there, and if they needed men, they looked you over, and if they liked your looks, they probably hired you, told you to appear at pier so-and-so at such and such a time. And you lasted probably a day, probably for the ship, duration of the ship. Then you had to go and hustle again. So that meant in between 2 or 3 days where you didn't work at all. So in other words, you were very lucky if you could make sinks meet. They were called radicals and so on. Naturally, I guess they enlisted the help they could get from all sides, whether they were communistic elements or whatever they might have been, that didn't make any difference. You know, there was help needed to win that strike, and they enlisted all the help they could get.
The longshoremen demanded an increase from 85 cents to $1 an hour, a 6-hour day and a 30-hour week. They were willing to bargain on these questions of wages and hours. However, they were adamant on the two basic demands: agreement on a coastwide basis, and a union-controlled hiring hall. They insisted that separate agreements in each port would allow the employers to divide and conquer, and they felt that without union control of the hiring hall, it would be possible for the employers to blacklist union men. After several postponements, the strike was finally called on May 9th. Between 10 and 15,000 longshoremen went on strike in San Francisco, Seattle, Tacoma, Portland, San Pedro, San Diego, Stockton, Bellingham, Aberdeen, Grays Harbor, Astoria, and all other Pacific Coast ports. On May 15th and 16th, the International Seamen's Union finally acted. The Sailors' Union of the Pacific, the Marine Firemen, Oilers, Water Tenders and Wipers, and the Marine Cooks and Stewards, all affiliates of the ISU, voted to go on strike. Later in May, members of the International Seamen's Union voted to remain on strike until the demands of the longshoremen were met.
We should have a broad strike committee elected by as large a membership meeting as could be had. And it may well be that he advocated that the executive board of the local union should not be the strike committee, because executive boards are usually small bodies, and we eventually established a strike committee of, as I recall it, 55 or 60 people.
We had a young fellow, and I felt sorry for him. He came down, and he was in his bare feet. And he had nothing on but a pair of jeans and a sweatshirt, just a little T-shirt. And his two eyes were swollen up, and he had a fine physique, but he had bruises on him. And his cheekbones were puffed out a little. And I knew what had happened. I didn't know where he came from, only I knew he was walking down along the front, and I knew what had happened to him, and I knew what he was by the looks of him. And I called him, and I said, "Sonny, what happened to you?" Well, he said, "First of all, I was working down in the ship, and a piece of heavy cargo caught my thumb and smashed it. And they paid me off," and this was at 4:30 in the morning, at daylight. "They paid me off and sent me home because I couldn't use my thumb." So I lectured them then. I said, the first mistake you made is when you started scabbing on us. This was your first mistake. The second mistake you made was in taking money and coming out off the dock, because there are pickets floating up and down, and they're not going to have their jobs taken away from them, and they're not going to be nice to you. And you're very, very lucky. Very, very lucky that you lost your shoes and that you got a black eye, and in a few weeks you'll be all over it again. But I still say you're very, very lucky. And I gave him money. I said, you go down and get on that nickel ferry and don't come back again.
Violence broke out on the waterfront.
They beat him up, you know, see, first thing they did. Doesn't matter if he was 50 years old, 100 years old, or 20 years old. They just used the club on you and knock your brains out. The San Francisco police that time, they just didn't have no heart.
I recall another morning we organized a demonstration and a march, and we decided to march south from Mission Stewart, from Mission and Embarcadero, towards the Dollar Line docks. And the police had issued orders that we were not to march on the sidewalk, because that would interfere with the traffic going in and out of the piers, and we might even run into some scabs. So they ordered us, they said we could march, but stay off the sidewalk. Well, we marched down the waterfront a few hundred yards, and then we had a long parade behind us, and we swung over on the sidewalk. We were going to defy the police orders, and then it started. They rode right into us with their horses, and they clubbed left and right, and fellas were knocked down by the horses, and some of them had their heads split open and wound up in the hospital.
In a terrific surge of violence, climaxing the 20th day of the longshoremen strike, nearly 1,000 striking stevedores staged a bloody pitched battle with police yesterday afternoon on the San Francisco waterfront. Under command of Lieutenant Joseph Mignola, a squad of police armed with sawed-off shotguns fired into the ranks of a group of strikers who were attempting to cover their advance under a barrage of bricks and cobblestones. Lieutenant Mignola said, "We weren't out to hurt anybody seriously, but those men were looking for trouble, and they found it. If bricks start floating at us again, somebody will wind up in the morgue, and I don't think it will be any of us."
The test was to break the waterfront union. That waterfront union had enemies on every side. It showed a militancy that was waking up the city of San Francisco.
The 1934 Waterfront and General Strike, produced in 1964 by Ernest Lowe.